Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
it's the last show of 2020.
And the first show of the rest of your life.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Patrick, a toast to the new year.
Happy New Year.
This episode, when it airs, will be December 31st.
Wow. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah. Consider this your Dick Clark moment. Right? This is New Year's. Maybe you should wait and play. You know, you should wait. Play this podcast at midnight. We can do a little countdown at the end.
Exactly.
Or something.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Let's do that.
All right. We'll count back.
And then what we'll do is tell people the exact moment they should press play on the episode so they hit it right at midnight.
You have to count back 17 minutes.
Yeah, something like that. We'll figure that out. We'll do that math. But anyway.
Or someone will.
Yeah, someone will.
Our math
someone
intern.
Who's better qualified than us. Yeah. Well, Matt Windler, he's good at the math and science.
He's
he
math.
Works with lasers.
That's right.
So.
Yep.
We'll ask him, where do you start? Where do you press play?
He's very precise.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You don't want to be imprecise with those lasers. That could cause a lot of trouble.
Good safety tip from many Egon. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Where was I going with this? Oh, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is the last show of the year. And we are, I think, all looking forward to the new year.
Absolutely.
What it may bring.
Hell yeah.
For about 9 months of this year, you and I have been doing the show remotely.
Yep.
In separate basements. And it seems to have worked out reasonably well, but it would be nice someday when we can get together and hang out.
Yes, it would. I will kiss you full on the lips when I see you in person.
Bring it on. All right. All right. And where was I going? Okay. Super songs. So this is the
That's
series.
Right.
We're winding down the series here. It's the last episode of the super songs, which is where we had each in celebration of our 1,000th episode, we each put together separately a 500 song playlist.
Right.
With the idea we combine it into 1,000 song playlist, but we had 14 duplicates. We had to rectify that, and then we thought it'd be fun to just talk about the 14 songs that we each picked,
right?
And elevate those to super songs.
That's
put some
it.
Reverb on that. All right. Now,
put a bird on it.
We're doing these alphabetically by artists, and we're going to wrap this up here with our last two selections. This one from Toots in the Mint House. All right, there you go. Pressure drop. The pressure is going to drop on you.
Amazing.
It's Toots and the Maytals.
Amazing song, Jim. And, you know, we lost Toots Hibbert this year. And that was a tough beat, tough blow. And there's something amazing about that song to me in the push and pull of the entire song. Like when Toots starts humming at the beginning, you get this incredible sense of complacency and relaxation, like your blood pressure drops like 20 points, you know, it's like, and then wait a minute, that's not what this is about, right? It's about pressure. And suddenly there's a tension that happens. And to me, that's always been what's so, you know, amazingly attractive about this song is the way it pushes and pulls against each other. And that's kind of the rhythm of reggae, right? You know, it's,
yeah,
it's the upstroke, not the downstroke. Right. And God, you know, if there was ever a better singer of this kind of music, you know, which incorporated soul and, you know, ska, right? All these influences. Mm-hmm. I don't know who it is. I mean, to me, he's probably the greatest Jamaican singer of all time.
Yeah. So we talked about Toots a couple of times this year. One when he unfortunately passed. You can go find that episode where we talked at some length about him. And then one before that when he released a new album this year that was really good. We talked a little bit about that. So, and I think I'm repeating myself here because all I got to say is this. I learned this song first from The Clash. They did a cover of Pressure Drop, which is really awesome. And it's got this really cool guitar line and it's got this super high energy to it. And you're just like, that's an amazing song. And then if you're me, then you're like, oh, wait, that's not a Clash song. That's a cover song. Well, who did it originally? And then you go listen to that and you're like, you know what? This is even better. Like,
right.
It's just like there's a I can see the attraction. But now I get like I think you're right. I think it's that idea that it's like the Clash's version is kind of like all in one direction.
Yeah.
It has a real urgency to it, you know, and it's great. But this one, you're right. It kind of pulls you a little bit differently. And yet you still get that idea, too. You know, like a lot of Jamaican singers that, that it's sort of a, call to action in some way or some sort of idea of like collectivism, right? That they have to like, they have to work together to kind of push back the forces against them. Right. And so, and that whole idea of that pressure drop, that idea that it's like maybe sort of constantly on you and it might just fall. Right on you, you know.
Right,
Is a you know really makes you think a bit. So
it's amazing, and it's a lot like this year, man. You know, people have had to fight back. You know, through racism and you know selfism and a lot of things, and you know, Toots and a lot of people lived through that during their time. And I love that his music always had that kind of edge, you know, it was never just like, you know, not to disparage another amazing singer like Sam Cooke, but, sometimes Sam was just, you know, idyllic, right? It was just like summertime and you're just kind of relaxing and all that and in luxury, but there was never that in Toots' music. There was always some kind of hidden tension or some kind of reason to really be invested in it. And I love that. So
yeah,
we probably would have had to, you know, quit this podcast if we didn't pick one song from Toots and the Maytals each. Yeah.
And interesting that on our, these 14 songs, the way it worked out, these 14 super songs, we had, Toots and the Maytals, we also had Jimmy Cliff. So
yeah,
there's something great about the Jamaican music, right?
That, absolutely. Yeah.
Pressure Drop's kind of like one of those songs that's so good it's kind of even just hard to describe what makes it so good. I think you did a good job and I sort of flailed around a little bit, but it's just, you know, it's just sort of indescribably good in some way. Yeah. I don't know how to
really
know what else to say. So
goes
okay,
beyond the ability to express.
That's right. All right, now we have one more song. We've done 13. We're going to do one more.
Yep.
Here and it's of the same era, but kind of a different take, different way to go. All right, we'll get to that in a second. I want to say here now that it's New Year's Eve, that you're really up against it now. You got to get those song picks in for, or song or album picks in for 2020. So
totally
get your messages in now. Tell us about your favorite song and or album of 2020. Yep. And then we'll put your voice on a show in January. And you'll also get from us a mix CD of some of our favorite songs from the year.
Absolutely.
Two ways you can go. You can just call on the phone, 612-440.
1984.
Yep. Just leave a message there. Or you can record a voice memo and you can email it to rock@suburbspod.com. And tell us a little bit about your favorite music. Keep it brief, just a couple of selections. But give us a little bit of the reasoning behind it. Like, what was it that you really liked about it? That's what we really enjoy hearing.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. And also, I don't want to spoil any episodes for the new year, folks, but it's not that hard to use voice memo because Jim and I actually know something about it because we talked a very well-renowned person through it. And we have an incredible interview coming up in 2021 that you're going to, you know, really like, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Here we go. Here is the last song. I mean, it's alphabetical, so it doesn't hold any special significance other than this is the last song of this series. It is from The Velvet Underground and Nico.
I be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. Don't know the beauty you are, but if you don't, let me be your eyes, a hand to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you.
All right, of course, that is I'll Be Your Mirror from 1967, The Velvet Underground and Nico, the debut album. The Velvet Underground, and I know you, in particular, are a big Velvet Underground fan, and I think on your playlist you put more than one song from this album on there. This was the one that I picked, and so therefore, that's why we have a duplicate, right? But I had a kind of a hard time deciding what I wanted to put from this album on here, because I could just put the whole thing, on a playlist of great songs. But ultimately, I settled on "I'll Be Your Mirror" because it's sort of a masterpiece of songwriting. I mean, Lou Reed, great job. It's so simple and super sparse, like musically, like there's not a whole lot to it, right?
Right.
So it all falls upon Nico to sort of convey these feelings. And I think it's perfect. It's better than if Lou were singing it, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Totally.
It's kind of has this sort of torch song aspect to it. I love just sort of her kind of stilted delivery, I think, really works nicely with it as well. It kind of gives it a certain elegance to the song, which I think is perfect because, I mean, what's deeper than this notion of I'll be your mirror? Like, I'll reflect back on you what you can't see in yourself.
Right.
Like, oh my God, what are you talking? Like
that's amazing.
Seriously, right? And I'll just read this one verse here real quick to emphasize the point. I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty that you are, but if you don't, let me be your eyes, a hand in your darkness, so you won't be afraid.
Amazing.
What?
I know. It's kind of, another one beyond words, Jim, but a couple of things about this for me were that I was kind of blown away when I first listened to the Velvet Underground's debut album that there could be a song like Heroin and also a song like I'll Be Your Mirror on the same record. Like, that to me was, how could anyone, you know, understand everything, you know, from both sides so well and express it so well? And also, I think, you know, that was always the most fascinating thing to me about Lou Reed, that he could understand and write so well about both sides of things. I mean, I always felt like he never was in the middle, if you know what I mean. Like, he was always heavily on one side or heavily on the other. Like, he, you know, he was either completely, you know, going for like the new sensations thing where I'm totally sober and I'm happy, you know, ride my motorcycle and get a burger and a Coke, you know, or he was totally decadent, right? He was, you know, like this, you know, cross-dressing trans kind of person taking heroin and just going the other way. And, you know, it's amazing to me that this record was made when it was made. It really is kind of the mirror image of a lot that was happening in the 60s, especially late 60s. And also, Jim, do you remember when Mark Jenkins sat in this basement of mine where I'm sitting right now with you, and we went through every song on this record for this podcast? So,
yes.
I mean, that's how much it means to us, folks. Yes. You got to go back and find those episodes.
That's way long time ago, yeah.
It was a long time ago. It was very early, but very great examination. And Mark, you know, he's a great writer, the guy that got me started on music writing and criticism, which I'm, you know, going to be forever indebted to him for. He's, you know, written for The Post and NPR and Rolling Stone, and I think Lester Bangs gave me a few assignments. So go back and listen to that week. It's very excellent.
Yeah, and I can't even remember what I said about the song at that time. I'm just...
Me neither.
I'm riffing now what I think about it now, but...
Totally.
I just find it, it's totally profound. It just... And I think what you... hope for, I think, in a relationship, right, is that the person reflects back on you the good things about yourself, or makes you sort of appreciate that, right? But instead of, you know, criticizing you for the bad things about you or whatever, trying to drag you down, right?
Totally.
It's sort of uplifting in that way, but it's very sort of melancholy sounding and there's a certain kind of, I don't know how to describe this, there's a certain kind of distance to it as well that makes it feel bigger than life, you know, bigger than than the world in some way. You know, it's really a thing of beauty.
Yeah, really is. And the story I've read, Andy Warhol wanted to put a scratch in the record. He wanted the manufacturers to scratch the record so it would keep repeating on Nico's "I'll Be Your Mirror."
Oh, at the end?
Yeah. Like, that's, you know, that's very Andy Warhol. But
all right. Well, this has been fun. I hope people enjoy this.
Yeah.
Now, as you mentioned, a couple things in January. We have a big interview coming up. That'll be the first thing you'll hear in January. Woo! And after that, then we should be able to kick off the listener series on favorites of 2020. Right?
Exactly. And that's going to be great. Really coming together of our community. But the interview, folks, went really well. I think you're going to love it.
Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And now we got to get your beer ready. We got to do the big countdown.
That's right.
Ready? Here we go. Ready?
All right. Yes.
You got it?
Yep.
All right. 10,
9,
8,
7,
6.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year! Year! Woo! All right.
Instant party.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Oh, that was good. I don't know, Jim. It's like feeling like you're at the end of the year and you're just so thankful to hang on to some of these songs.
Yep.
And I'm so proud of the Suburbs Pod 1000. I mean, I don't think there's anybody, you know, greater in the world than yourself and I. And I think if we're not time co-men of the year, it'll be very upsetting.
That's right. Of course. All right.